Hey, Teach. There must have been some mistake on my exam, right? A F? For real? Look, I know I have been struggling, but I need to pass this class. No, this is not happening. You gotta give me some extra credit. I'm graduating in 3 months. Look, you and I both know this shit isn't needed in the real world. We should be getting finance classes or career counseling or some other shit. Not these dumbass formulas. No, I will pass this class. One way or another, I will. Study harder? Well, I got a much better idea. Oh no! How cruel of you! So if I don't show my tits, I won't have a chance of passing your class? Oh my god, what shall I do? I guess I have no choice! Look, we both know where this is going. Nobody will believe me? Oh please, an innocent little girl like me? Plus, I have proof. Impossible? Can't see it for yourself. This, my dear teacher, is a picture of you fucking one of your precious students. Yeah, I paid a pretty penny to have this photoshopped. I said it's pretty worth it. Wouldn't you agree? Not so confident now, aren't you, Teach? All I need to do is send this picture to my group chat. And your career is finished. Oh sure, you could drag yourself through the legal battles of fighting this claim. But it would be much easier. Just suck it up and give me what I want. It doesn't matter if you're innocent. Do you really want to go through court, trial after trial, with the media painting you as the teacher that couldn't keep it in his pants? I think it's an easy decision, Teach. Give me passing grades. Good. You know, now that I think about it, why don't we make this Photoshop real? This whole discussion is starting to make me horny. And I have never been with an older man before. Not here. Your place. After school. Take me with you. In your car. So if anyone asks, you're just giving me a ride back home. Not that I think we seem. I'm glad you decided to take the easy route. Your career will thank you. Soon I'll be graduating anyway. And I'll be out of your hair. Then you can rest easy. Right? You know, I've been looking forward to this day, if you couldn't tell. Of course I'm not so innocent, Teach. I think you're well aware of that. Aww. I just can't help but be a bad girl. It is just too fun. Hello, anybody home? Alright, good. You actually do live alone. I hope you don't mind me keeping my shoes on. So this is your place. Damn, they must not pay you very much for salary, huh? Our town's education budget is pretty fucked. Never mind that though. Let's have some fun. I don't think you're in the position to give me any orders. I don't plan on taking any clothes off. In fact, I want you to put your hands on the sofa, back towards me. You're actually a good boy, aren't you? No, don't mind me. I'm just gonna borrow something out of my purse. Why don't we play a guessing game? What does this feel like to you? Oh, you're good. Have you been spanked before? Naughty, naughty, Teach. All right. How about we drop those trousers? I always get whatever the fuck I want, Teach. Pants off, now. That's it. Just like that. I think we'll leave them around your ankle for now. It's like you're back in school, isn't it, Teach? Huh? Your answer should be yes, my princess. Let me hear you say that. Now, did you ever get bullied back in school like this? And is this turning you on? Answer my question, slut. Good. You're starting to catch on. You will tell me what I want to hear. Got it? Good. You're learning to obey. Let me tell you something. Everyone knows you are the creepy teacher. Just eyeing girls in the classroom, in the hallway. Even if that Photoshop job wasn't real, all the girls will believe that you have imagined fucking us quite a bit. I do think you want to fuck me, don't you, Teach? A big, disgusting pervert of a teacher fucking an innocent, sweet little schoolgirl like me. But there's more, isn't it? I just know you are even more of a nasty pervert than that, Teach. You disgust me. Look at you, hard as a rock under those boxers. I know this is what you really wanted. You wanted this. Yeah, that's why you didn't protest, isn't it? Well, at least you're honest. I think it's time to slide those boxers down. Oh no. I'm not taking my clothes off. You are not worthy of it. That's right. You're not getting this pussy today, you old pervert. Get down on the floor. Good boy. Now turn around and close your eyes. No, stay on the floor. You don't get any lube today. Just spit. You're just going to stay down there, and I'm going to give you the privilege to fuck my feet. I'm sure you're just so excited, right? You could only dream of getting a foot job from one of your students. Pathetic. Violation of your workplace code. A disgrace as an educator. And only for a foot job. Now, that's low. But this is the best feeling you ever had. Because you've been dreaming of a sweet little young thing pleasuring you. Did you just fucking moan? Wow. Just my pretty feet stepping on your pathetic dick is enough to get you this excited, huh? Look at you. And I bet you're getting ready to come too, right? Good. Now follow my instructions, slut. That's right. We're going to meet the next time I ask. I want to get a look at my grade after class. And I want you to write a letter to my parents. Showing my exceptional improvement as a student. Yeah, you like this, don't you? Looking at my pretty feet going up and down your dick. You're getting close. Well, I'm sure we can do a lot more in the future. But for now, here's what I want you to do. Take off your tie. Now, you're gonna pretend that this tie is a part of my body, so you can come on it when I give you the permission. Yeah, this tie is your personal cum rag tonight. And tomorrow, I want to see you wearing it. You will wear this tie tomorrow, Constance or not. I wonder how much of a load you will squirt. Alright, Teach. Imagine this tie is me. Think hard about what part of my body you want to worship the most. Why don't I give you a countdown, huh? 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now come for me. I want you to come. That's right. Come. Don't mind the mess. Just keep coming at the thought of me. Now that's a low. Damn. Good luck trying to get those stands out of that tie. I'm sure the others will notice tomorrow. Yeah, looks like I got some left on my toes. It's your fault. So open your mouth. I want you to taste it. I said eat it. Good. Look at you. Already a well-trained slut. Anyway, well, I gotta run. It's been nice, but I do have a life to catch up on. I'll see you later.